also said, "This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." You mean to say I serve God and keep God's commandments and live a life blameless before God, and then I'm not filled with the love of Jesus? Hey, you can't believe that. You can't believe that. I know my heart is full of the love of God. Romans 5 and 3 says that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And that love is truly shed abroad in my heart. A man of God is not going to look out for himself. Primarily, he's going to look out for the sheep. He's going to care for you. And the Bible has warned us, and I want to leave this warning with you. From Isaiah, the 56th chapter. I wish you'd turn to it, please. Isaiah, the 56th chapter, in verse 10. This prophet, speaking of other prophets, he said his watchmen are blind. God's watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they're greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they're shepherds that cannot understand. Now listen to this. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. He's looking out for himself and not the sheep of God's pasture. That is the mark, the profile of a howling shepherd. And the church is full of them. Oh, I got to have a bigger parsonage. Got to have a bigger salary. Got to have more vacation time. Got to have, oh Lord, new furniture. Oh, you just got to give me more and more and more for my retirement. Oh, my retirement benefits. Now, you need to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I've lived around these birds for 40 years. They tell me things they would never tell you. And I remember them very well. In conclusion, a scripture found in 1 Samuel 12. You ought to mark it. The last three verses. This is the profile of a man of God in his heart. Job said in Job 23:16, "It's God that maketh my heart soft." And here's a man of God named Samuel, a prophet whose heart was soft. And listen at him. "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king." A true man of God is a weeping prophet. He can weep and mourn before the throne of God's grace in your behalf. He don't cry about his own needs, but he can weep in your behalf. David Wilkerson come out with a newsletter about 3 years ago. You know what it said? Weep for God's prophets. Weep for God's prophets. Where in the dickens did he? It wasn't scriptural. It was just something he wrote. No, the Bible said a prophet, a man of God, is to weep for you. See, he's got that thing turned around. Weep for these stupid prophets out here on TV and radios, crooks and all that. Oh, you better weep for them. No, you shouldn't. God said to leave them alone. Jesus said it. You ever read that? John 15 and verse 14 about them crooked preachers. Leave them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, you'll both fall in the ditch. You'll go in the ditch with him. You better leave them alone. You don't pray for him. God, when he sends a man, he anoints that man to weep and cry before the throne of grace in your behalf. God, through Samuel, said, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I'll teach you the good and right way." A man of God is a weeping prophet. Paul the Apostle was a weeping prophet. Jesus was a weeping prophet. Samuel was a weeping prophet. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. And all it's got you got their biography chronicled about some of their most private lives, you find there a man that could weep and mourn and cry out before the Lord in the behalf of God's people, crying out, "Lord, save your people." And just to put a clincher on it, Joel was one of those fellows, and that's what he told the preachers to do. Listen to this, verse 12, Joel 2. "Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn you to me with all your hearts, with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments." Listen to this, verse 17. "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people!" Ministers, men of God, pray for God's people with mourning and weeping and crying out, God says. Didn't say you to go around praying for the stupid preacher. "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch where the people are and the altar up here where he ministers. Let him get in there and weep for them. And let him say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. For why should they say among the people, where's your God? And if he'll do it, God said, the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people." If the man of God is a man of God, he'll weep between the people and the Lord and the altar for the benefit and the sake of God's people. God's people out there weeping and crying for a stupid preacher. Ain't nothing in the Bible about no such a mess as that. Oh, for a man of God that can get a hold of God and touch God. A real man of God's got a healing ministry. Old dried up fossil prays with folks and know nothing ever happened. He wasn't sent of God. And God didn't say, pray for him. God said, get out and leave him alone. God said, leave him. Don't send him any money. Don't support him. Don't listen to him. Don't hang around him. Get away. You ever read that in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, in verse 3? Lord, have mercy sakes. Leave that preacher alone. Leave him alone. For he's ignorant. He knows nothing but dotes about questions and strifes of words and just preaching you a mess of junk. God said, get out. Get away from there. Didn't say hang around. Didn't say pray for him. Said, get away from him. Lord God, we've got to recognize a man that loves you and a man that don't love you. A man that walks with God and one that don't walk with God. A one that God will hear when he prays and have, oh Lord, respect to his prayer. And one that God don't even listen to. One that teaches you the word of God and doesn't read out of some stupid, old, perverted text called a Bible. Will preach you the truth whether it hurts you or not. Open rebuke is still better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a real friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, saith the word of God. Some of you here, you need some help. You're at the right place, but you've got to accept it. God can have a coffers full of everything you want here, good, but if you don't take time to accept it, you're not going to get it. Come on, trio. Praise the Lord. Your grace to receive mercy and find grace to help him in the time of need. As old brother James says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore. Resist the devil. Humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. My God, I pray that you'll help us, Lord, to seek you with all of our heart. That you'll be found of us. And we'll be found of you, weighed in the balances, and found not wanting because of the grace that's bestowed upon us to that need that we have physically, spiritually, and financially. Lord, you have it all. It's all been provided for through Calvary, a horrible place of torture and suffering and death. That's where the love of God was manifested. Somebody wrote, "Look up and live. My brother, live. Look up to Jesus Christ and live. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live." Praise God. Praise God. Look up to that cross. That's the love of God demonstrated. A place of horrors. The Bible says it's a place of skulls where people die. And we must die out to sin and be dead to the world. And God will give us that grace and help that we need abundantly. In Jesus' name, we pray that you're provided for those that will seek. Amen. All stand.